somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again will I go sailing. Like before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again will I go sailing, no more sailing, bye-bye sailing, no more water, bye-bye otters. Guppies and totters says that didn't quite rhyme so well, so I'm just gonna be quiet.
And that was Lucidity doing Bobby Darin, Somewhere Beyond the Sea. That was actually Nemo singing it. He was a clownfish because, well, Lucidity's the clowns, all right? After that audition, he gets Clownfish Award. Okay, and then, of course, the ending of that song only fit the bill for that. Lucidity, let me start off by saying you, sir, get kudo points. Your efforts to try to help Jules tonight do not go unrewarded. Even though it all fell apart, we think we figured out the problem and somebody's coming out to rescue us, but you get kudos for trying. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'd really appreciate that. Jules, poor Jules. You'll see her story when we get to Jules. Okay, anyway, I like this. I think it's pretty good. It had that kind of bobbing kind of energy to it. I sort of just sat back and enjoyed it, partly because you're immune. And I knew I could just sit back and enjoy it. So, yeah, I don't have a lot to say. It actually could have used a little more energy, but it was fine the way it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with what Reed said. I was also, like, just enjoying it because of the immunity. You had some really nice moments, but you also started to have, like, some flat notes and started to sound like you were straining. So, yeah, that's all my big notes. Millie?
Yeah, Lucidity. I didn't have really any problems with this. It was usually the song, like, once you get, like, a minute in, it's just like, oh, God, stop singing right now. But I didn't get that in this version. I don't know. Something you just kind of – I think you just captured the exact right – levels that you needed to get. I really like the little end improvisations that you did. Those were really fun. It was fun.
Sharkbait. Wow.
Yeah.
We gotta call. Can we call him Sharkbait?
Sure.
Sharkbait. Hoo ha ha.
Hoo ha ha.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So what? Who's next?
Up next is Monastar.
Ooh.
meet the someone who was meant for you. Before two can become one, there's something you must do.
Do you pull each other's tail? Do you feed each other?
No. There is something sweeter everybody needs. I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss, and a prince I'm hoping comes with this. That's what brings ever aftering so happy. And that's the reason we need lips so much, for lips are the only things that touch. So to spend a life of endless bliss, just find who you love through true love's kiss.
That was Monty Star in her army of demon rodents doing True Love's First Kiss from Enchanted. Happy read.
I am happy. Thank you for doing that.
So Monty Star, really lovely mature tone for Giselle. I like this a lot. This is probably what Giselle would sound like. She was a little older for me. For me, the vocals could have been a little bit louder because they were drowned out by the backtrack.
By the demon rodents.
DVD ripped, lol. I would actually really love to hear you on classic Disney princesses like Cinderella or Aurora, because I think you really have the tone for that. Millie?
Did you not take a note on the puffs?
Wow. For some reason... No, the Skype's, like, really giving me problems with these stupid little buzzing, and it's killing me.
Okay, well, I definitely heard pops at the beginning. They weren't in, like, the rest of the song, but at the very beginning, it was, like, every word was, like, pff, pff, pff. And I'm so surprised Zell didn't mention that, because usually she's on top of those.
That's Ambi that's on top of
those. No, Zell is, too.
No, wait, so that wasn't somebody unmuting their mic?
I don't think so, because it was at the beginning of, like, P's and B's.
I heard something, and I just thought somebody unmuted early.
I don't think so. Because I heard them, too.
Listen later.
Yeah, but Monastar, other than those, I thought you had a beautiful tone. I really, really loved you on Giselle. I love this song. I wished that you had added yourself into some of the background vocals, because especially when you get to the part where they kind of do, like, a whole chorus by themselves, it was like, okay, I want Monastar back right now. But you sounded lovely on the parts you were singing.
Yeah, I have to agree. There's that whole part where you weren't singing, where I was kind of going through withdrawal. I just wanted to. I was like, hey, I need her to start singing again. The only criticism, I didn't even have a criticism for you. This was just gorgeous. I loved it. This was a fantastic piece. The only criticism I will lay out is I remember when I was on a Happiest Competition on Earth, if you're going to vocal rip or whatever, and you're going to have some kind of dialogue with the backtrack, see if you can't play around with your vocals so that your tone, reverb levels, etc., all that stuff sort of matches. Otherwise, it's just a little weird, like you're kind of real close and they're far away, except for the demon rodents. They can stay far away. The demon rodents were so lulled, though. I was just laughing.
Me and we were like, oh, they're gonna be stuck in our heads all night now.
This was really great. I loved it.
Who's next?
Up next is Rosa and Janie Girlie 07.
Yes.
Sweet.
this shadowed land. This was our home. The rivers dry, the ground has broken, so I must go.
And that was Janie Girly 07 and Rosa on Shadowland from the Lion King stage musical. Girls, this was like, it was kind of the same with like Lucidity and Janie last night, where the mic qualities were pretty different, so it affected your blend. And then I think like when you guys were solo, I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed even like the beginning parts when you guys were together. But then when you were doing the choruses, when Rosa, on the first chorus, you were on like the low harmony, it sounded really weird, like you were singing like this because you had to sing really low and it wasn't in your range. And then...
How was that?
You heard it, Reed.
I heard it.
Yeah, some of...
Millie, I want you to go, I am your father.
I am your father. And then, yeah, and then Rosa, I actually had the same problem when you did the high heart rate towards the very, very end. When you had to go like really high, it came kind of just, it kind of lost a little bit of the tuning on the harmonies there. But yeah, I think that like when you were both singing just the middle line, when like Rosa was singing it or when Janie was singing it, you both sounded great on those. It was just kind of when either of you tried to go a bit higher or lower, it kind of messed with it a bit for me. But overall, it was quite nice.
Yeah, I can't, I'm going to have to agree here. First of all, the most amazing moment in the song, I think, was Rosa, actually, was... I was 100% sure which one of you was singing. I didn't have... By the way, I didn't have the same mic problem for me for as Melly had. Like, I felt mic-wise, like, you guys blended okay. In fact, there were times when I was a little unsure whose voice was whose. But... At 30 seconds or so, where the first solo came out, that was, like, amazing. That was just, the tone was gorgeous. It was awesome. This song was great, except for the fact of one small problem. It wasn't the mics. The harmonies themselves were a little off. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, Janie, you've probably recorded 50 songs in the last 5 days, it seems. Just oh, left gosh, and right. I'm listening insane. To Janie record. I'm wondering if the voice isn't just tired, because... This was not usual for this level of work. The song itself, yes, both have wonderful voices, and I love both your voices. But unfortunately, there was too much clashing with the harmonies, for me, at least. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with Reed. The main thing with me was the harmonies, because, like, my first note is, wait, Rosa? Leaping Lizards, really? Yeah,
Rosa, that was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. Let's see what else. Yeah, Rosa with WTF, wow, awesome. Yeah, like, most of my notes are harmonies, and, like, I noted, like, at 3 minutes, and the high harmony, you start to get a little shrill for me. And I want to know who did, like, the main Zulu lyrics, because they were pretty cool, good.
Which ones?
The Zulu lyrics at the end.
The Busa
Yeah.
That sounded like Rosa to me. That was Rosa, I believe.
That's what I was thinking.
90% sure.
That's what I was thinking. But yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in here, but for me, really, like Reed said, the harmonies were just a little off, or they were off.
By the way, they weren't off all the time. There were some spots right, where the blend was really so nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, there were, yeah. So especially at the beginning. Beautiful. At the very start, I thought they were... It was nice.
Yeah, I forgot to mark the time. There's one in the middle where they hit this, like, combo of harmony that just made my whole body just vibrate in a happy way, you know, like it's like that is
not like vibrating in a happy way.
Yeah. Okay. This just took a weird turn.
So does Riley Monty. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What?
Okay, who's next?
Up next is Temporary Butterfly.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so, but still I cannot see, if the savage one is me, how can there be so much that you don't know, you don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Mm-hmm. hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other. In a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high will the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moan. For whether we are white or copper skinned, we need to sing. With all the colors of the wind, you can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
And that was Temple Huntus singing Colors of the Wind, a cliche awesome song in her words. That's so Temp to say that. Temp, I just say, this was like the best freaking thing I've ever heard you sing. I was so blown away by this. This was absolutely hands down amazing. I have nothing to say. I found myself looking for something to critique. The only thing I critique was that I could hear you doing that a lot. But, you know, it was like, this is awesome. This is a really fantastic job. Kudos.
So I have a little bit more nitpicks than Reed had. Sorry. I heard a pop at the beginning of your... I'm sorry. Thanks, Millie, for throwing me under the bus.
And backing up and rolling over again.
Okay, but yeah, there was a pop at the beginning of the vocals. What I liked about this your performance on the song is I heard excitement. Like, I heard the excitement in her voice. Mm-hmm. And there was, I don't know if it was her or if it was a backtrack, but I heard, like, clicks and stuff. And I'm guessing it's the backtrack, because...
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Thanks, Reed.
It depends on how far behind me you were.
He unmuted, yeah. I heard it.
Okay. For me, I would have liked a bit more straight tone for some of the notes. And you had like one or two weird accents on some of the words. And again, and Reed said this too, I could hear you breathing, which is common from what I've known from you. Millie?
I'm more on the Reed side of things.
Oh my God, she was breathing?
And yeah, also, I heard you breathing too, but I wasn't bothered by it because that just, I don't know, to me, it's like, oh, you're breathing because you're a human. And only if you're like,
no,
it just, yeah, as long as you don't like breathe in the middle of a phrase, I don't care when you breathe and if I can hear it, breathe away, Temp. My only issue with this was at the very end, the hmms that you added onto the end. I like them, but I wish you'd been more... It didn't seem like you were totally sure what you wanted to do with them. And I think that if you had, like, okay, this is what I want to do, and then test it out, and then, like, okay, this is exactly how I'm going to do it, and then you did it, it would have been great. But that's, like, the only issue I had with it. So great job.
Mm-hmm. Who's next? So, up next is... Okay,
you guys kept on cutting out, and I only got it when Reed was like, JC, and I was like, I'm excited.
Angel!